Hi everyone, this is SL369. Today is January 14, 2021. So this morning, Star Smile, a member of my Discord, she posed this message on in one of the rooms, other psychic prediction. She said, SM, which is Cher Michelle. Cher Michelle talked about XRP becoming adopted for the light, the good guys. It seemed to be changing as of recently. It has never felt like that before. So I can confirm what Cher Michelle predicted is true. Because I spoke with Sunbear a few days ago. So I called up Sunbear because I have some spiritual development questions. Mostly, you know, I ask him for tips or I see something or the way I receive information a bit differently. From my spirit guide, I want sort of like confirmation, or I want to know a little bit more. So I call up Sunbear. And I share the dream where I saw an alien, a dog. I said that, you know, it's a dark entity. That alien scared me. And it has massive tentacle. His lower body, his upper body is... Oh boy, his upper body looked like a monster, and his lower body looked like octopus. It has tentacles spreading everywhere. So I described to Sunbear exactly like that. I described to him how I felt, and I said I was surprised that I see that alien in my dream, because I normally don't see alien in my dream before. And I told him that story. And what he told me next shocked me. But then, now I read the message from Star Smile that Cher Michelle predicted and told the community that XRP is actually will be working for the light, which is true. So I will let you guys listen to my reading with Sunbear, and then you understand what I'm trying to say.
Last week, I had a dream. I saw an alien, a very scaly alien. That alien had, like, you know, octopus, they have tentacles. They have, like,
uh-huh.
Yeah. So this scary alien have, like, either 16 or 24 tentacles spread out. And his face, I can see him. He looks very scary. His body is, like, not as clear. But they show me Ripple and XRP, and there was this alien hover over XRP, spread the tentacle, like, out, like, symbolic is like, you know, this alien, this, like, XRP has the tentacles spreading out all over the globe. So that was really scary. That was a really scary scene, to see a scary alien. He has dark energy, and I was so scared. I say, why I seeing an alien? I thought at first it was one of my spirit guides, and I thought they let me see them, their face, their physical body. But then as the dream go on, I said, oh my God, this person, oh, this alien is dark energy, and the tentacle, I'm like a feeling, so I woke myself up. But that was scary.
All right, the similar thing that was not an evil entity. That is all of the extraterrestrials that work with you don't have the same form as you have human form.
Yeah.
The human form, it's not resilient. It's not capable of surviving in a lot of the different environments, planetary environments where life is. And so the beings who live there, their physiology has shifted and changed to and adapted to be able to survive in their local environment. There are what can be some very, to human beings, very scary looking extraterrestrials that are working for the benefit of human beings. Now, the reason they would work for the benefit of human beings is because human beings have a genetic structure that is very, it's similar to other human being structures in the universe, except that for some reason, it's much more resilient. Some of these extraterrestrials are losing their homeworld, their lives. They're not able to. Their civilizations are dying out. They need to find more resilient DNA to combine with their DNA so that their civilization can survive. Now, they're not here harvesting. They're here helping so that your human being culture, civilization on the Earth survives so that it can help them, it can help their culture. Now, some are saying there's some out there that are, you know, there's some cultures out there where the beings who live in it are 800-pound giants that look like monsters. There are some civilizations out there that, believe it or not, look like cockroaches. You know, you have your cockroach here in on the Earth, and your cockroaches can survive anything. They can survive nuclear blasts. But there's some out there that look like cockroaches. It doesn't mean that they're evil, but in the collective consciousness, these forms have been associated negatively in the minds of human beings. The reptilians, there are a number of reptilian races that are quite successful. They don't want a whole lot to do with Earth human beings. They think the culture is far too primitive to be of value. But they have no desire, because when you get into a larger universe, peace is the rule. You don't make it into the larger universe until you're a peaceful society. They're going to do anything to hurt human beings, but they're also not going to go out of their way to help human beings. So, but the human being of this Earth, the DNA, was constructed with a little bit of reptilian DNA so that it could survive. This is one of the elements of the Earth human DNA that is making it so resilient and making it something that's attractive to other civilizations that are struggling to survive. So just watch interpretations. What you were being shown is that this particular being was showing you that they're outreaching, they're protecting certain cryptocurrencies so that they can become more prevalent. So see if you can read past that collective response that says, oh no, this is bad because of the way it looks. That was not a negative energy. That was not a harmful energy. That was not dark energy. That was another race of beings who is working very closely with you and with this planet to help.
So he's on my team?
He's on your team, and you're going to have to learn. Pardon?
Oh my God, he's scary looking.
Yes. So he's scary because your collective consciousness says that kind of a form is scary.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to desensitize yourself a little bit to the collective understandings. Yes, there are beings, a number of beings, a number of collectives out there, civilizations out there in the greater universe that aren't particularly happy with the Earth civilization experiment. But you're out on the edges of the universe, and you're in a vortex, and you're very well protected. Mythology, if you will, about the archangels, Michael, Michael, Raphael, guarding this region. Yes, there are a number of very powerful beings guarding your region of space, so there's no incursion here. But to get out there and interact with the larger universe, with the more advanced civilizations, your civilization has to become peaceful. So that's the objection to this experiment, is that your intellectual capacities on the Earth have increased very, very quickly, and the emotional, psycho-emotional part of the development is very much delayed. In other words, no matter what has been done, the individuals of the Earth are still very violent people. You can't let that kind of violence out into the larger universe. You have to be have reached a peaceful civilization before you can interact with a larger universe. And the intelligence has increased so fast that you have actually been able to escape the Earth's atmosphere and go out into space without being peaceful. Very dangerous thing for the larger universe. So that's the objection to human beings on Earth. There's not a group out to destroy you. It's just there's a lot of attention on, is this a wise project or not?
Okay, so that entity is protecting XRP and Ripple, and that entity is part of what? So that entity is part of my team, and they are protecting our Ripple and XRP?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
That's what the message was, is this is what we are protecting. This is, that was the message, we're protecting, this is our job to protect these cryptos.
That particular company?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it's just like a huge it's like a huge corporation. Everybody has their specific niche that they're working in. And that being the same his or her, and somebody's engaged. Once you get off the planet, once you get off of, out into the larger universe, this whole designation of him and her, the two sexes, disappears. But that being... that's their job within the larger corporations. So when you're working with those companies, that is the being you'll be interacting with. This is really about the first time you've been shown what any of your helpers look like, isn't it?
Yes, beside Huanyin, Huanyin is first, and then this entity is the second one.
Mm-hmm. So you need to desensitize yourself to their appearance and start to understand that they are the ones helping, regardless of your visceral response to their appearance.
Okay, I will work on it.